Okay, we're picking up from the top of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. The words of Tanur Rabbanan on the very top. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilu Nishmashu Lames Bas Yaakov. The neshama should have an aliyah. So the brace is talking about when do we assume the tuma of Meishi Yesh L'Rekiv is going to apply. So it says the brace in Tanur Rabbanan again, the top of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Tanur Rabbanan Ezu Meishi Yesh L'Rekiv. What is an example of a dead body to which the halacha of the shear of a ladleful of the dust of the dead body is going to apply, right? When do we assume it's going to apply? Says the Gemara, Meish Nikmar Aram. It's only talking about a dead body that was buried completely unclothed. It was naked, because had it had clothes, so the Gemara is assuming, the Brace is assuming that would be considered a mixture between the when it's starting to decay. It's not just the dead body that's decaying; it's a mixture with that and the dead body, in which case that's a ptur, that's not going to be the din of rekiv. So be'aron she'esh la'es, and another example, if it was in a marble coffin, al-gabe ritzba shel avanim, or if it was on a stone floor, these are things which generally do not decay. So that's the halacha that we say, zeh meish she'esh lo rekiv. That's when we're going to assume that the halacha of a rekiv is going to apply, because we assume that the dust and the decaying of the body was kol kulo from the body and not in combination with the stone or the marble, because those are things which do not decay. As opposed to the brace that tells us, what about if it's nikbar b'ksuso, be'aron shel eitz, so agabi ritzba shel levenim? Or what about if it was buried in his clothes, the dead body was buried in his clothes, or with a wooden coffin, or if it was more of a brick-like material? So then, that would not have the lacha of rekev, of that type of tumah, of the dust of the dead body, because when it decays in that matter, it's going to be mixed in with the wooden coffin, with the clothing and bricks, because, and therefore, that is something which, then that's the special halacha, that the halacha of meis yesh rekev is no longer applicable. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Ein rekev ela ba min abasra min agidim min atzamos. Another halacha is that the halacha of rekev, this special tuma, only applies when it is when the body is decaying together, not just the body, but the flesh of the body. The gidim is translated as the sinews, and the atzamos are the bones of the body. Because it has to, in order to do that, you need to have each part of the ikar part of the body in order to make the tuma of tumas rekev. So the Gemara says that really true though. Esivei Rava Leula, Esivei Kasha on Rava, Esivei Rava Kasha on Ula, based on the Braisa. The Braisa tells us, Rekev Abba Amina Basar, Tor, the Lacha of Tumas Rekev, that's coming from flesh alone, is Tor. So now what does the Braisa imply? That implies Amina Etzem Tame, that implies that if the Tumas Rekev is coming from bones alone, Lachora, the Mashmos of the Braisa is going to be that it's going to be tame, and the Braisa and Rava finish off his kasha v'afagav deleka basar, even though there is no dust from the flesh in that example, and yet it's still tame, because the Braisa just wanted to tell you that the halacha of, as Ula wanted to put it, that you need basar gidim and atzamos. So then it should have just told us that the dust which is coming from these things, from the flesh, is going to be tar. That wouldn't be, that it should have just mentioned that dust which is coming from the flesh, is the bones, is tar. And that would have implied that all three things are needed to make you tame. Telling us, the Rush says, that it's specifically talking about a case of where it's mentioning, as the Braisa does, that when it says rekev habamin abasar tar, that implies that the dust from the bones alone is going to in fact be tame. So it says the Gemara, Ema hachi. So how could you answer for Ula? You could say that Braisa really means rekev abba min abasar tor ad sheish ba'etzem babasar. That the tumas rekev is only going to apply from flesh of a body in a case where the bone is, where there is a bone in the flesh, so that the dust is going to be decaying the bone as well. And therefore the Braisa is applying that the, not that we wanted to originally assume that tumas rekev applies just from the atzamos alone, from the bones alone. Rather, the Braisa is telling us that the tumah of rekev in the case where you have basar without a bone, that's going to be tahar. But if you have basar with a bone, that would be the halacha. Obviously, has the sinews also, then all the Gemara is going to see in a moment that the Gemara is going to say that that's going to be an example where it's Tameh. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, Haleka Gidim. So the Gemara is not assuming, I already jumped to the Maskan already. The Gemara asks at this point that we assume that there's Basar and there's Atzamos. But according to Ula, Ula required three. It didn't just require Basar and Atzamos, the flesh of the body and the bones. In order to have Tumas Rekev, you also needed the sinews. Ula never mentioned that you don't have that you had the sinews. To which the Gemara answers, I kind of alluded to this answer already. That it's impossible that you have a if you have flesh and bones in a regular person without sinews. You definitely have sinews, and that's what we're assuming when it's decaying. It was also the sinews, and that's why Tumas Rekev. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shnei Mason Shekarim Zayim Zeh Nasu Nasu. Gilgilin zelaza that if that the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba said in Rabbi Yochanan that if you have two dead bodies that were buried together, the lacha is gilgilin is an interesting word. Tosos is in the Rosh, they're not exactly clear what exactly this lashon of gilgilin is, but either way, it seems to be some sort of a mixture together. They're buried together. That's not going to be tama tumas rekev because just like we said, the lacha of tumas rekev is that you can't. Have a decay with an aron or with right with the clothing of the person who died, that does not add to the tumas rekev. It's not allowed to be mixed with anything else. It has to be just a decay of the body alone, of the dead body itself. So here also, when you bury the two bodies together, they're not able, even it's two dead bodies together, but still they're not able to mix. And the halacha would be that tumas rekev does not apply to them either. So says the Gemara, is it really true? Meisiv, Rav Nasan, Adakasha, from the Braisa. The Braisa tells us, Rekav Abami Bez Mesim Tameh. Seems to be explicitly against what we just said in the name of Yochanan. The Braisa tells us that the Tumas Rekav applies from two dead bodies. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Shekavru Zeb Ifnei Atzmo, Vezeb Ifnei Atzmo, Vihir Kivu, Ve'almdu Amalo Tarvad Rekav. So the Braisa is talking about a case where they buried this dead body by itself and this dead body by itself. And what's the halacha? Then, after that, they were decomposing separately. Then what happened? Then their dust eventually was added to the shear to make you the melo tarvad rekev, which is a ladleful of the dead body, the dust of the decay. The halacha there is teaching you that they can combine to form the shear of a melo tarvad rekev. However, Shmuel is telling us a case where the bodies were buried together, and Mineya Bay, the dust was originating from both of them, in which case it was always a mixture, originally. It was always a mixture, and therefore the lacha is, if it's originally a mixture, that's the lacha that we saw before of where he dies with his clothing, etc. When the dead body is mixed with anything else, we don't apply the tumah of tumas rekev. So there's a Gemara, Amar Rav Rabbi Chanan, Gazu Sa'ara, someone shaved off the head of the dead body, the cover, you know, and then he buried it together. You put it back on. I don't know. You like put it like a glue. So you put it back on. Well, glue would be bad because then it'd be a mixture or something else. So you somehow got it back on. Nasalo gilgilin. The lacha is that's also going to be a lacha is going to be that's considered mixed in, and therefore once you remove the hair from the body, it's no longer considered. Even though it was part of the same person, putting it back on would be considered a mixture, and therefore you would not have the tuma of tumas rekev. Says the Gemara Tanan Hasam. We learn in the Mishnah Olos. Kol shebemeis tameh. The halacha is that all parts of the dead body are tameh. Chutz min hashinayim ve'aser ve'atziporin, except for teeth of a person of a dead body, the hair of a dead person, and also the nails. Where do we know this from? So the Rishonim quotes over here that the Gemara Nida Dafnun Hay tells us that we, in order for something to be mitameh, it has to be similar to an etzem. It has to be similar to a bone. So what two characteristics are critical in that of a bone? One is that a bone is formed when the body is formed, and so that's something that's going to be ma'akev. And the second characteristic, which is going to be ma'akev, is that if it's removed, then it does not grow back, right? It's not choser, and it doesn't grow back. So teeth, let's say, they don't have the first thing. It's not formed with the body. Only later does the child grow teeth. So therefore, it's not formed with the body. It's not metame. And hair and nails, they wouldn't fit into the second category because those two things are things which they do grow back if you cut them off. So therefore, they're not metame. So that's the halacha. Uvishas chiburan kulant meim. But when they're still attached to the body, they're all going to be tame. Touching parts of these, if you only touch the dead body's nails, then you would still be like you touched the dead body, and therefore you'd become an avatuma. So that's the halacha in olos. That's what we see. So we have this halacha in olos. So the Gemara now wonders, based on that Mishnah, by Chizkia, Chizkia had a question, Sa'aro ha'omed legalach. What about if you have hair that was about to be cut? Right? Let's say, in the times of the Gemara, they used to cut their hair at a certain amount of every, what is it, 3 weeks, month. There was a certain amount of time that people would not let their hair grow. Even when it's one of those, they're not supposed to, not supposed to have blurios. Obviously, blurios is a type of haircut, but it just in general, it's brought down. You're not supposed to have like very, very long hair. It's not for men. It's not kedai. Anyway, so Chassidim are very machmir about it, and the Jewish world, not exactly. They're not as machmir for having a longer hair in the front, let's say. But anyway, that's a side point. So there are those who are machmir bizman hazeh to cut their hair. So there's a certain amount of time that everyone would cut their hair. So this person didn't get around to it, and Nebuch, he died the next day. He didn't realize it, and he had a heart attack. So the lacha is, we're wondering now, is that he normally, when he was supposed to get a haircut, it would have been cut off. So that's like ready to be cut. Tzipor na omid leguzes, and nails, also they're very long, let's say, they grow more than a few weeks. He was supposed to cut them, and then he died. My, what's the halacha over here? Mi aminan kol omid leguzes, because gazes tell me, we have this halacha. With regards to like chumas and maestros, we have this about falling off the tree with fruits. We have this halacha. So we say that there's a concept that if something that's about to be shaved off or removed or cut off, then it's as if it's already cut off now. And so if that's the case, then it would not be matame because it's not part of the body. Or the second side is odilma. The second side we could say is hashtam ya ha mechubarin, that they're, at least right now, they are attached to the dead body and therefore they should be matame. So the Gemara says, v'nishut le medirava barchana. Why don't we answer this question? But Rav Rachana told us that when you have the case of hair that was removed from a dead body, that's considered a mixture with the body and no longer part of the body anymore. What does that imply? That implies taima mishum de gazus. Allah gazus lo. That according to Rav Rachana, the whole reason why he considered the hair considered a different and separate than the body when it's decaying is because it had been cut off. However, if it had not been cut off, then he would not consider it lechora a mixture, and therefore it would be considered part of the body, and then it would be mamish, even if it's omed legazos, it would be lechora part of the body. So the Gemara assumes that even if it's omed legazos, maybe Rabbi Rachada wasn't talking about omed legazos, but since he didn't make the chiluk, the Gemara is assuming that he would hold, even if it's omed legazos, omed ligzos rather, I'm pronouncing it wrong, omed ligzos, it was set to be cut off, that even there, lechora, he would assume that it is going to be metame. So the Gemara says, no, this isn't a good raya from Rabbi Rachana, because Hachikamar, this is how we could explain Rabbi Rachana, that Gazaz areze gilgilim, that if he shaves off the hair and he buried it with the dead body, that is considered a mixture. Since the detached hair is not metame, that's what we see because it's separate from the body. However, lo gazan belay, but he didn't address it. Not that he was sure that if it's lo gazas and it's pashat, it's tame, but just he didn't address it because hagufa, he was unsure about it. He himself wasn't sure how to paskin in the shaila, and that's why he left this question unanswered, so you don't have an answer to our original question. Says Gemara, Vaiter Bayra, Birmiya Rekev Abamina Ekev Ma'u. What's the halacha? Do we apply the tumas of Rekev, the king, that which comes from the heel? Why is the heel any different? Because a heel apparently is very thick layers of dead skin, dead flesh. So even during a person's life. So therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah is wondering, do we apply the tumas rekev to the heel or not? So it says the Gemara, ki gamrinan rekev abba min kulei me'ez. Do we say that we apply the halacha l'Moshe Misinai of tumas rekev only with respect to that which comes from the dead body, and that should be the entire body, for the entire dead body, with the exception of the heel, because that bone is different. Aval, the asim and ekev lo. Then if it comes from the heel, it's a different part of the skin. So therefore, the bones then wouldn't apply. Odilma loshna, no, maybe there's no reason to make a difference. And even if it's coming from the heel, it would be too much rekev. So says Gemara Tashma, Titani Rabbi Nasan Berabbi Oshia, Rabbi Nasan said the name Rabbi Oshia, rekev abba mishne mesim tame. The lacha of too much rekev that comes from two different people is tame. So Rava explained this brace as referring to a case where they were separated. And but they were able to. You're able to combine the shear at a later point. So Gemara says, "Isa gadaita chabam mina ekev lo." You're going to tell me that the halacha of decaying does not apply to a heel. So then zil hacha. So why don't we say you should go consider this part of the dust of the dead body? Dilma derech ekev kasi v'hacha dema ekev kasi. That basically, Rabbi Nelson was saying this in the brisa. This is a vaday halacha. Not that it's a suffix tumah deraisa. Rather, it's a suffix. So there could be a nafkamina that we shouldn't put there, right? Let's say you go to the base of Migdash, so then you have to bring a korban. So because by accident, obviously, because you're tamei, you touch this melo rekev, and so if you touched it, you'd be vadei tamei medarei. So if you accidentally went to the base of Migdash, then you bring in korbanos. Now, if you weren't supposed to bring a korban, you have a shayla vadarei, so of a suffix bringing kachim that shouldn't be brought, bringing chulin into the base of Migdash. We were assuming with vadois we were telling you that he's definitely tamei. So the Gemara is pointing out that there's still a possibility, though, that maybe part of the shear that we're assuming as part of the decay is actually coming from the heels, and that's mashlim shear. And if that was the case, so in the case of a person's tumor is only a suffix tumor, then he would have different halachas. So the Braisa seems to say that he's a vadei tamei. So this gets into the question we've mentioned a few times already, is how do we treat a suffix de areisa l'chumra? When you have a case of suffix de areisa l'chumra, suffix l'chumra also applies to suffix halacha l'mosha misina l'chumra. That's everybody except the Rambam might say that. The Rambam might have an indication that halacha l'mosha misina is more makel for certain halachas, which is always, everyone is bothered by that, so they reinterpret the Rambam. But either way, l'maisa, if you assume a suffix de areisa l'chumra is a din de areisa, then you have to go back and do it mid de areisa. So what's the kasha of the Gemara over here? The Gemara is assuming yes. Generally, there is a chance that is the case, but we have the concept of Savak Doraisa L'Chumra, which Mina Torah tells me I have to go back and do this and assume the worst when I'm not sure about something. So here I have to go back. I have to assume that it's the possibility that you touch the dead body is not just a possibility. You have to assume bivados that had happened. So that's the shayla. Maybe even if you assume Savak Doraisa L'Chumra as a din Doraisa, but maybe the Chazal the Araisa tells you, you still treat it as a suffix. You're not vadai that's the case. Even on a level of the Araisa, even if you assume suffix the Araisa, the Chumra is the Araisa, that's how they get into this. The famous Sheikh Shmaitz in the beginning talks about this very question. So the Gemara says over here, the Gemara is assuming that if it's possible, so then, l'chora, we shouldn't assume the vados, the guy's tamei. Rather, it must be that the tuma of the akev, of the heel, is vadai applicable to tumas. The halacha of rekev, the halacha of rekev would apply to tumah of the akev. So says the Gemara, that's not a good proof because e de arkiv kule meis. If the entire dead body had decayed, vekaasi derech akev, and the dust had included coming from the heel, achanami, that you're right that it was never the question, and it would, even though the heel makes up part of the shear, that would be the halacha. However, Elahacha going to Ikriv Chad Eber. Here, Rabbi Yirmiyah's question was only where a single limb near the heel had decayed so far. Vika'asi derech Ekev, and the dust that was coming from it is coming specifically from the heel. So that, to that question, it was only from the foot, let's say, it turned into dust. So the question was, there's actual real Havmina to assume that it's only coming from the heel, or at least a large portion of it. In that case, he was wondering his question, but not in general. So that's the Gemara's question. What's going to be the halacha over there? To which the Gemara says, Teku, that we will leave this question unanswered. We don't have an answer for this. Says the Gemara, going right to Rabbi Yirmiyah now, has another question. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ubar b'mei isha, what about if a woman dies? Nabachan, she had a fetus in the womb. So and then so then the question is, do we apply the halacha that it's going to be tumas rekev or not? So do we assume, how is it haviglilim alo? Is it a mixture or not? Because we're going to see in a moment. What's the tzadim? Keva damar mar ubar yarech imo, that the halacha and chulin, that the Gemara is talking about the halachic status of a fetus in relation to its mother. That the Gemara is nafkamina is about it. And the Gemara says that ubar yarech imo. We say over there that it is like a fetus. It's like a limb of the mother. It's like a limb of the mother. It's considered one of her limbs. Hilka kufa hu velo ave galilin. So then we could assume to this also that it's part of her body and it's not subject to the lacha of a mixture. It's going to be vaday applicable to tumas rekim. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Or the second sadol dilma kevan de soifa latzes, since it's going to come out the uber mifresh parish mine. It's separate from her, and therefore it should be something which is not applicable to Tumah of Rekev. And now the Gemara says, "Vayter imtim to lomar uber dosofa letzes." So you're going to take the tzad that the fetus, since it's coming out, is different. Mefurash parish mina is considered different. So let's turn on to the next analysis. The Gemara says, if that's the case, what about shechva zera b'meisha mahu? What about if the woman had relations with her husband in the last few days before she had died? So there's zera from the husband there. Up till 3 days, the Gemara assumes it's going to be there. That's the tumma that they have to wait for in the time of the of Har Sinai. That's what the Al Tifresh Manisha for Shlosha Yamin, the Shlosha Yamin Yagbala. So the Gemara says, Miyam Rinam, do we assume Kevan de Lo Itzar, since we assume that when she died, it didn't form into an embryo that was going to be coming out, Kigufa Dami, therefore it's considered part of her body and not considered a mixture. O Dilma, Kevan de Alma Kaase, since coming from outside her body, Lo, it's not considered part of her body because it's coming from her husband. So the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't answer that. Another question now. Bai Rav Papa Pirshama, what about the fact that she has excrement in her body? So that's going to be here. So Tosus point out, Lachora, this is working off the woman, but it's obviously Hua Din by every male as well. It's not just a question on a woman. Any person who dies, this question should apply. So the Gemara says, Kevan Dola Mekayma Badolo Achla, since we say that since she can't survive without eating, Chiyusahu, so then we're going to assume that it's considered it's vital for her, and therefore it's part of her body. Odilma, the second side is Hanami. We assume Hanami Ma'alma Ase, that since it's coming from outside, the halacha over here should be that it's going to be not subject to the tuma of Tumas Rekev. Boy Rav Acha Brei Jarvik, another question. So Rav Acha Brei Jarvik says, Oroma, what's the halacha with regards to the skin? So this, we're talking about the skin of the dead body is not going to be like its flesh. This is a machlokas in the Gemara Nida. Our Gemara apparently is following the sheet that the skin of the dead body is not metame on a level of doraisa. Now there's another problem with that. Even if you assume like that, the Rosh Hashakasha, very Shmak Akashi, says that Rav Rechana told us that if someone cuts off the hair of the dead body and you put it back on, and you put it with it, that is going to be not subject to the lacha of Tumas Rekev. So we learn from over there that if it's on the body, it's not going to be a mixture. So why wouldn't skin be any different to halacha of se'ar? So the Rush answers that lachora, it's not different. And Rav Rechana, he just wanted to ask this question. And Rav Acha Brei Jarvika, he didn't want to give the answer based on an amora. He was wondering maybe we could find a raya from a Mishnah or a Tanaic source. By Rav Huna Bar Manach, kicha v'neuma, what's the halacha with the dead body saliva or the mucus that comes out of the body? Is that also considered a mixture? So Gemara says, Amar Le'er, Rav Shmuel Bar Acha Bar Papa, what is second though? If all of these things make an exception and consider it a mixture for the lachas of Tumas Rekev, so Gadaitach Kulei Hanei Damrei Havet Gil Gilin. So then Rekev, the Tametame, Hechi Mishkacha, so that we never have Tumas Rekev anymore. Because it's always considered a mixture with one of these things that we just mentioned. So the Gemara says, no, I can find you, it's here. Here's the following case. The Ashke Mei Dekalim, if they gave this person a water drink of palm water, to make a drink of like water with mixed with palm juice or whatever, palm water, so before he died. So that was assumed to have this laxative effect on him. It cleanses his body entirely. So there's considered no pierce anymore. There's no excrement anymore. And it completely cleanses his body. So therefore, yeah, if that's the case, he doesn't have that. And then also, sachanasha, if they also put a type of thing on him, the type of cream or whatever it was, that was able to remove all of his hair. Vishalku b'mei Tveria, and also they put him in the waters of Tveria, which removes his skin. So that was the question over here. So it wouldn't have any of the mucus, the saliva, or anything else, because it was cleaned out. The shaila would be, if you have the skin, when put it back on. So says the Gemara, we don't have an answer to that. Amar Abaye, Naktinan mei shetachno, that if a masur, usually Naktinan is a lachal elam, according to many Rishonim, that if the dead body was ground into dust, in lo rekev, the lacha is that he doesn't have the lacha of tumas rekev. There is no lacha of the dust. The law that the ladleful of the dust is going to be metame is not going to, it applies only to that by, it happens by the dead body decaying, not by grinding it up. Nebuch, my son, this was is nogea. When you go to Auschwitz, I remember it's one of the meaningful things you see there. They have like all the ashes that are ground up. They found a lot of them on the side there because it came out in the pools of water on the side of it. Anyway, so that is not metame, I don't think. I think that's what you assume based on the Gemara over here. It would not be metame because the lacha of Melorekev is only when it's not when it's ground up by the ashes that they were made into. Rather, it's only if it's natural. That's what we're assuming. So the Gemara asks Ubaylo, they have a question. Tachna v'chazar v'akiva mahu. That if they ground up the dead body and then it decayed, what's the lacha? Is the reason that it's from the flesh, the sinews, and the bones. They have that. Odilma kivriyasa ba'inan. It's to be in its original state. Veleka teku. Maybe that's more telling on this question. I'm not sure exactly the case over there to put it out. But that's might be more similar to the sibaylo. Fine. So says the Gemara right there. Then I'm going to go back to the case of the dead remains that they found. Tane Ula Barchina. Ula Barchina said, "Reisa meis shechaser." If you have a dead body, let's say he was missing a limb or something like that, the lacha is ein lo rekev, that he does not have the lacha of tumas rekev. Velo tfusa, nor does it have the lacha of a tfusa. The lacha tfusa, the Mishnah tells us in Mishnah Olos that when a person is taking a dead body to rebury it somewhere else, so all the dirt that's loose has to be removed. And we assume that's 3 tefachim from the ground. It's literally grabbing the area around it. You have to bury it with that body, with the ground as well, with the dirt around it. So veloshkura. So all this halacha does not apply if you have it, if it's incomplete. So and it doesn't have tefusa veloshkunas kavaros. No, or nor does it have the halacha of shkunas kavaros. Is that you're not allowed to. If you have a permanent grave, you're not allowed to remove it. You're not allowed to remove it and put it somewhere else. If you find 3 graves, you have to look around the whole area. So what happens if you find 2 graves and one of these, the other grave had this thing that was chaser? We don't assume that that's considered an area which is definitely a basic varos because it's a chaser. You find a chaser, it's not considered a full-on basic varos yet. So Gemara asks, Mesiv Evakash and Ula, based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Edios, the earlier part of the Mishnah was talking about trying to bring a raya, that since the kazayas of Basar from a dead body is metame, so then that of a flesh of a limb that comes out from a living person also is going to be metame. So Rabbi Yeshua has a kasha on this this diuk by showing that in general the tumah of a dead body is more chomer than that of a ever minachai. To which the Mishnah is responding now. Lo imamarta b'meis, because if you are talking about a dead body, so sheyesh lo ro verova om lo tarvad rekev. It has these halachas that it has a majority of its bones and a quarter kav of its bones, and also the halacha of a leitful of its dead body to be matame. Tomar b'chai, you're going to tell me in the case of a living person she'ein lo rov. You don't have this halacha of a majority of the bones to be matame ever minachai. Velo rov velo malover tarvad rekev. None of these halachas apply. So the Gemara is assuming right now that over here. Well, it comes out that a kezias from the flesh from a limb comes off of the body is metame. So the Gemara says, why is this not a problem for Ula? Hechidami, what's the case that we assume that it's that we assume that the halacha of the rekev is not applicable to aver minachai? The arkiv chad aver. It's from a single limb and it decayed. The kavasik gabi meis afilu chad aver ikar rekev. That the halacha by a meis is that it would apply to rekev. So again, sorry, fleshing out now. We're just fleshing out that this is the Kasha and Ula. Which it says that a Melo Rekev is of a dead body that's not complete, does not mitame. So it says the Gemara, Miktani Hames. The Mishnah doesn't say a Lashon that it, the Hames, that it, but it's a dead body. In parallel case, that would be the Lach of a Rekev, Hamash, Akamash Malan. So it's Shum Mes Yeshlo Rekev. That some dead body, that meaning a dead body that's complete, has the Alacha of Tumas Rekev. Not that it had to be, not that to be complete. Shum Chay and Lo Rekev, as opposed to a living person, never is going to have the lacha of a tumas Rekev. So that's what we don't have a kashan ula. Says the Gemara, "Vayter by Rava Hirkiv Kishu Chay." The lacha if the limbs decayed while the guy was alive, the chazer amazed, then he dies. Ma, what's the lacha? Do we apply tumas Rekev or not? Kigam Rekev. When the Chachamim learned the lacha of Moshavitzina with regards to Rekev, the Irkiv Kishu Meis, the Tafka when he decayed while he was dead. Odilma Hashtamia Hameis. Or maybe we could assume that right now he's dead and he should be metame. So says the Gemara, we can answer this by saying, Tashma lo imamarta b'meis. You're going to say with regards to a dead body that a kazayis min ameis of flesh is metame. Sheyesh lo rov v'rov v'malo tarvad rekev, tomar b'chai, that doesn't have these halacha. So now the Gemara is going back to that Mishnah. Taima mishum chai, that the reason that the dust of the limb from a living person is not metame is because it's chai, ha'meis yesh lo rekev. If he were dead, right, the limb was severed during his lifetime, it would be subject to halacha of tumas rekev, even though it decayed during his lifetime. So the Gemara says that's not a good diak because miktani hamis, does it say that if he were dead? It doesn't say that. Hakamash malan deshum meis leish larekev shum chayin larekev. The Mishnah is not telling us a din, comparing the din of the status of the person who dies while his life, rather than dies after his death. Rather, the Mishnah is just pointing out the halacha that there is a dead body that's halacha, that's subject to halacha of rekev. And as opposed to that of a living person, it's not subject to this halacha. That's the whole point of the Gemara. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Bai Rava, Mirz Hashem, and tomorrow's daf.